Hi, excuse me. Yes, I'm the head librarian here, but thank you. You like my outfit? Okay, well, flattery will get you some places, but not with me. Anyways, so I've received several complaints from other library goers that you've been making quite the ruckus over here. Someone even said that they think that they heard you on a conference call. Oh, you're just talking on your cell phone. Okay, well, next time, could you please take that phone call outside of the building? And then when you're done, you may return. See, we have people who come here to study and to work, and to do so in a quiet space that they may not otherwise have at home, so you need to be respectful of that. Do you think you can do that? Okay, well, I'll let you get back to work, and please promise me next time you have a phone call, you'll go outside and take that call. Okay, thank you so much. Okay. Yes, I'm back. I received another complaint, and you're organizing some papers and books, but you're doing it so loudly. Do you understand the etiquette of being in the library? Okay, well, you need, first of all, your talking volume is way up here. You need to bring it down a little bit. Okay, try again. Softer voice. Do you not know how to whisper? Let me hear it. Let me hear you whisper. Try again. Oh. Well, let me teach you. So, since you don't know how to whisper, I will give you a private lesson. So what you want to do when you feel your air passing through your vocal cords, you hear how that makes a noise when you strain your vocal cords and you take your breath and you form words with it. Okay, so this time, what I'd like you to do is when you breathe out, you relax your vocal cords and let the air simply pass over them like this. This is a whisper. Okay, now your turn. You try. Oh, that's much better. I think you do know how to whisper. And maybe you're patronizing me a little bit, and I don't appreciate that. Oh, you think I'm being condescending? Well, maybe I am. My energy is just simply matching yours. I didn't realize I was going to have such a confrontation with somebody today. Oh, you think I look cute when I'm upset? Excuse me. That is highly inappropriate. I should kick you out right now. But I will give you another chance. And next time, if I get another complaint, you'll have to leave. Do you understand? Okay, then. Glad we're on the same page, finally. Oh, okay. I hope so, too. You're doing this on purpose, aren't you? When you like me scolding you, is that what it is? Well, someone said that you had a book opened and you were reading every single word out loud. Why are you doing this to me? Okay, here's what we can do. I have a few clerical things I have to do in my office, and it's one of the rooms that is soundproof. If you'd like, you can join me in there while I work, and then you can be as loud as you'd like, okay? Isn't that so kind of me? Yeah, I think it is. But really, I'm thinking of everybody else, because I don't want to ruin their library-going experience. Okay, you think you can handle that? You think you could be good for me? Okay, good. Well, follow me, please. Okay, you can have a seat there. I have another chair. And what is it that you're working on? Okay, I see. Oh, you like how I dress as a librarian? Was this some, like, the weird fantasy of yours? I don't appreciate that. That's quite rude. Why don't you get back to work and I'll work over here on my laptop? Okay? Good. Yes, you have a question. What is it? Do I ever need help after hours? No, I don't. Well, I guess sometimes we do have a few carts full of books that we need to reshelve. Are you looking to volunteer? But why would I hire you on as volunteer when you're already so insubordinate? Well, maybe I'll give you a chance. I think you just like to have fun, don't you? Are you even working on anything? Let me see your computer. Okay, that looks like a spreadsheet of something. You're a mischievous one, aren't you? So tell me, did you like it when I got up and scolded you in front of everybody? Was that fun for you? Well, I'm very skilled in the art of being condescending and professional and maybe injecting a little bit of flirtation in there. Yes, I do find you attractive. Oh, you like my look with the glasses and pencil skirt and button-down shirt? Yes, it's the librarian's uniform, of course. No, I don't have to wear it. It's just how I like to dress. You think I'm feeding into the stereotype? Oh, okay. Gosh, you are just such a pest. What am I going to do with you? Are you going to have to come into my office every single time you visit the library? Maybe I'll have to. And then, after hours, you'll help me put the books away. I'll give you a trial run this evening. Sound good? Okay, good. No, but seriously, please get back to work. I do have a few things I need to do. And if I don't get them done within the next few minutes here, then we'll both be here until the morning. So, oh, I'm not letting you go until all the books are shelved. You owe me. You've really put a wrench in things for me today. Well, I'm glad that you are a gentleman enough to make it up to me. So thank you. What is it? Up on that shelf? Well, that's a very old book. It's one of my favorites. Yes, it's the Odyssey. I'm not a nerd. I'm just very enthusiastic about learning and gaining knowledge through literary works. It's a passion of mine. Why do you keep teasing me? Oh, you think I look cute when I furrow my eyebrows? Well, maybe I do. But I'm not here to be your eye candy. No, you sit back down. Stay in that chair. You're really frustrating me. Maybe I should put you to task. It seems like you have a bunch of energy to burn off. Here, I want you to take this book. okay, check out the spine, and I want you to put it back in its proper place. If you can do that, then I'll allow you to help me this evening. All right, we'll get to it. Don't just stand there. Oh, successful, were we? Okay, well, why don't you go and show me? Yes, I will follow you. Go right ahead. After you. Oh my God, get the hell out of my office. Come on. All right, very good. I'm impressed. What do you mean it's not that hard? Okay, fine. Then it should be a breeze for you this evening. You're a quick learner, aren't you? Mm-hmm. I think maybe you just really like to please. Oh, all of a sudden you're very quiet. I like this side of you. Is that a bead of sweat dripping from your brow? You were so confident before, but now that I'm standing so close to you, telling you what a good job you do, and how impressed I am, you're at a loss of words. Very interesting. I like you like this. I much prefer you this way. I wonder what other orders I can give you. I dropped my pencil. Why don't you bend down and pick it up for me? That's very good. What? I have eyes. I'm allowed to look, just as you were looking at me, reaching for that book on the shelf. I know your games. Look at that. It's almost time for after hours at the library with your favorite head librarian. Are you excited for that? You know I'm going to expect you every Wednesday night. Understood? Good. I don't know, for some reason that's when we have to do it. But I think you're actually quite obedient and will be a very quick study. I'm excited for this. How generous of you to volunteer your time. Oh, you've more than made up for your disruption in the library today. All is forgiven. Ah, there he is, right on time. Do you remember how good you were at following orders before? You think you can continue that pattern? That's a good boy. There you go, being completely silent for me. Ooh, I do like you like this so much. Okay, let's start with this book here. Go ahead and put it on the shelf for me. Reach higher. There you go. Ooh. Yeah, that's right. Those are my hands on your ass. You have a great ass, too. Oh, I'm sure this is appropriate. Just showing my appreciation by squeezing your butt a little. Nothing wrong with that. Now turn around and look me in my eyes. Now, I'm going to ask you again. And I'd like you to say it loudly. You don't have to worry about being quiet anymore. You can speak up. You can be as loud as you want, and so can I. There's no more people here for us to disrupt. For you to disrupt, I guess I should say. Now, I'm going to ask you one more time. Do you like when I tell you what to do? Yeah. Is that because you're a good boy? Mm-hmm, you are. You like receiving my orders and doing exactly as I say. Ooh. You're going to be such a good library slut for me, aren't you? Yeah. Because after a long day, being quiet and being so good, I need to blow off a little steam. And I think you're just the guy to help me out with that. I mean, isn't this truly your fantasy? And this is why you came to the library, to see the beautiful librarian in her glasses, that sexy form-fitting skirt that hugs so perfectly to her sexy curves. Go ahead and touch these curves. Reach out your hands. Slide them up and down my waist and hips. Keep going. That's a good boy. Touch me. Your hands feel so good. Now bring them up to my perfect big tits. Oh, I bet you want to see what's underneath this blouse, don't you? Yeah, give them a squeeze. Oh, don't they fill up your hands so nicely? No, they're almost too big for your hands, aren't they? Can you believe I'm such a sexy, busty librarian of your dreams? Oh, lucky you that you're cute. And you get to touch and squeeze wherever I say. Mm-hmm. Squeeze them again. Push them together and see my cleavage. Mm-hmm. You want to put your face in that, don't you? Mm, go ahead. Ah. Yeah, press your face into my soft tits. Does that feel good on your cheeks? Yeah, top of my breasts. Pressing into them. Yeah. Kiss them. Would you like to see them? If I show you, you have to suck them. You gonna be a good boy and suck those tits for me? You are so good and obedient. I knew it. Oh, like what you see, baby. Yes, pinch those nipples between your finger and your thumb. Ooh, that feels good. While I do that, I'll reach between your legs. Oh, fuck. Nice and hard for me. Do you know what your task is this evening? I'll explain it to you. So what you're going to do this evening is help a very pent-up librarian who hasn't been fucked in almost a year relieve some stress. You gonna be a good boy and give it to her? You gonna give me this cock? Yeah. So what you're gonna do is bend me over that book cart, slowly lift up my skirt so it's over my ass, and then you're gonna fuck me. Understood? Good. That's a good boy. Would you like to kiss me now? Yes, you may. Fuck, yes, pinch those nipples. Yeah, you like these big tits, don't you? Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, I want to see it first. You know, take your cock out for me. Good boy. Hug. Oh my God. It looks so good. Oh, it does. Good enough to taste. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, it's been so fucking long. I can't wait to feel this cock slide inside my pussy. Yeah, you're gonna give it to me? You're gonna give it to the slutty librarian? I bet you didn't know it was so demanding and slutty like this, did you? No. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. I don't think my mouth can open wide enough. You're so fucking big. Fuck. All right. Remember what I told you to do? That's a good boy, that's right. Bend me over the cart. Oh, lift up my skirt. Oh, and slide it in. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Oh, your cock feels so fucking good. Yeah. Really, before I could tell you were getting pissed off at me, I kept scolding you. Now's your chance to get back at me for it, huh? Oh, fuck, yes, there you go. Oh, take it out on me. Yeah. Oh. Oh. Oh, fuck, yeah. Oh, fuck. No, I haven't had dick in so long, and it feels so good. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck me harder. That's a good point. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Oh my God, you're gonna make me come? Oh my God, I'm so fucking pent up. I haven't had dick in so long and it feels too good. Oh my God, fuck. Oh, fuck. No. Oh, yeah, give me that fucking dick. Yeah. Oh, fuck this slutty librarian ass. Oh, just like that. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, you fuck me so good, yo. Keep fucking me. Keep fucking me over this card. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Fuck, I'm gonna come. Fuck, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. Oh, fuck, I'm coming. Oh, fuck. Oh, you fucked me so fucking good. Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness. You are such a good boy. So here's the deal. I'm gonna need you every Wednesday night. Yes. Promptly at 7 p.m. You show up. don't say a word or get me upset, and be a good boy. Bend me over wherever I say, and fuck my brains out just like this. Understood? Good. I'll see you next Wednesday.